Our reading for Thursday, April 16th, is going to be from the book of John, chapter 15. John, chapter 15, starting in verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I have said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin, but now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me, and you will also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. So Jesus has pointed out to them that he is the true vine, meaning that he is the source of life itself, especially that which would be spiritual life, and the Father is the vine dresser. The vine dresser would be the one that cares for the vineyard, that does the work of pruning and the work of cultivating that vineyard. Verse 2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit he prunes that it may bear more fruit. I think most of us understand that if you've got branches on a vine, or especially something that's producing a fruit, that if it's taking nutrients but it's not contributing anything, it's not doing anything, then it's going to be removed so that the plant overall is more healthy. So now we have to translate that over to a spiritual meaning. And if we consider that the life comes through the vine, Jesus is the true vine, the Father is the vine dresser, there are those that are going to be in a physical vineyard that don't belong there. And he's saying that only those whom the Father approves of the fruit they're bearing, that are truly doing his will, are going to be those that are taking from the vine. That is, they are receiving life from the vine. And verse 3, you're clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Well, that's true for all of us. that it is by the word of Jesus Christ that we have the ability to learn what our deficiency is through sin and overcome that deficiency by the blood of Jesus Christ. So the same would be true of us, that we are cleansed through the word, but it is our obedience to that word to take advantage of the new covenant in Jesus Christ. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. If he's the source of life, where else do you want to be? You want to be abiding in him. The branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. So there's one special way of thinking about this that I think we need to focus on. If we're going to bear fruit, spiritual fruit, that is, fruit that is truly according to the will of God, it only comes by abiding in the vine. That doesn't mean we can't do things that would be good, things that are moral. Everybody can do that. People can do good things from time to time. But in order to bear true spiritual fruit, you have to abide in the vine. There's no way to do it otherwise. He says, unless you abide in me. So he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. Well, we can't live without Jesus. We can't live without the vine. We are the branches that can be cut off, gathered, thrown into the fire if we're not producing spiritual fruit. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, it will be done for you. Well, we're talking about in the realm of the will of God here. We're talking about in the realm of under the authority of Jesus. Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified. Well, he is glorified when we bear fruit because he's glorified when we do his will. And when we do his will, we prove to be his disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. It's the same idea that he's presenting in a little bit different way. Now he's using love instead of the branches. But the point is the same. We have to keep the commandments. We have to do the will of God in order to bear fruit, in order to abide in his love, receive life from him. And if we follow the word of Jesus, then it says, my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. People search for joy in so many different ways in this life, but there is nothing like the joy of being in Jesus Christ, the joy of truly knowing that you are part of the vine, that you are doing his will. Verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Well, we talked about that a little bit back in chapter 13, 34, and 35. But then he says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what Jesus is about to do, is to lay down his life. And he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. I think that that's a special statement, especially when you put verse 15 with it, no longer do I call you servants. It's not just servants, but we've been elevated to the point of friendship with Jesus. And indeed, we find out later on that we are adopted into the royal family of God, that we become joint heirs with Christ when we abide in him. And so it's not a matter of just being servants, though we are. We're something more than that. He says, I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. I haven't just given you commandments, I have revealed to you the whole plan. Then he gets down to verse 18, the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. Rejection comes because we do the will of Jesus. We carry out his will upon this earth, and we represent him, and we shine the light of Christ out to others. And so as we do that, there are going to be people that would shun the light of Christ, and therefore they shun us, because that's where it's shining from at that time. He points out the world loves its own, but you can't be of the world and of the vine, the true vine, at the same time. You have to come out of the world in order to be part of the vine. Your citizenship then is in heaven and not of this world. So the world tends to reject us when that is what they want to be, is the world itself. And that is the realm of Satan. The world is part of his realm, and evil is done according to his influence and by the desires of those in it. Remember the word that I said to you, verse 20, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. I think that we're somewhat removed from this today. We don't know what it was like for the apostles then to truly be persecuted, to be beaten and told, don't speak of the name of Jesus, to be under the threat of death, most of them even dying for the cause of Christ. But I think we do understand the idea of rejection. And sometimes that limits our ability and our desire to reach out and evangelize and share the gospel with others, is because we've been rejected, that has hurt us, and we don't want to experience that hurt again. But we have to be willing to be rejected in order to bear fruit, in order to shine the light of Christ. It says, these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they have not known him who sent me. If you don't know Jesus, then you can't know God, God the Father. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have not have been guilty of sin. But understand that the Word of God is delivered for two reasons. One, to expose sin. Two, to grant the ability through that Word and through our obedience to overcome that sin. But we can't remain ignorant and think that that will excuse us. No, the Word has been delivered. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. Can't have one without the other. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin, but now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. Well, it's not exactly the same for us today, but we have it recorded. It's not seeing the works, it's seeing the works through the Word. But that Word is delivered, it has been made available to everyone, and so then we are amenable to it. But the Word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. And he's quoting from the Psalms there. Verse 26 then, but when the Helper comes back to that promise of the Helper that was going to be sent to them, the Holy Spirit, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me, and you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. So that Helper will be there to bear witness, and then they will be the witnesses out into the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I hope you see how important it is to make sure that we are part of the true vine, that is part of Jesus Christ. And it is only through Jesus Christ that we gain the grace and the mercy from God the Father. It is only then that we receive life itself. I hope that this has benefited you, built you up, and given you some things to think about today. We need to think about our place within the vine. Are we in danger of being cut off and withering, or are we receiving life from the vine? Come back tomorrow for another reading from the book of John.